The Israeli army has dismantled 10 uninhabited settlement outposts on the West Bank under terms of the U.S.-backed Roadmap for Peace with the Palestinians. Though there was little resistance from Jewish settlers, they have promised to block the destruction of any populated outpost. Palestinian officials say they are attempting to resume talks with Hamas about ending violence against Israelis. That task was made more difficult by today's Israeli rocket attack in Gaza City against a Hamas leader. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Each of the outposts dismantled was a few mobile homes on an otherwise barren hilltop. In one case, in the outpost of Amona near the West Bank city of Ramallah, the soldiers toppled a rusty water tower and hauled it away. All of the outposts taken down so far were unpopulated, but both Israeli officials and Jewish settler leaders say they're concerned about the possibility of violence when the army begins to dismantle populated outposts. Ezra Rosenfeld, the spokesman of the Settlers' Council, says settlers are deeply disappointed in Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. He's among those Israelis who consider the West Bank, which they call by the biblical name Judea and Samaria, as an integral part of Israel.
It's a tragedy, not because of my own home, not because of my own community, which at some point down the line will be on the chopping block, but because it's the end, or it's a major dent, in the classical Zionist dream of Jews being able to live in Israel.
Rosenfeld says the dismantling of the outposts could be the first stage in destroying the entire settlement enterprise.
It starts with an empty hilltop with two caravans, with a broken-down mobile home, and it's going to continue to four or five families in the small beginnings of a community. It will move on to a community of 20, 30 families, and it will move on to a community, heaven forbid, of hundreds of families.
Israeli Justice Minister Tommy Lapid says the government is committed to the U.S.-backed peace plan that demands Israel remove these outposts and will ignore settlers' protests.
They are resisting, and rabbis from the settlements are calling the army to desist. But we are adamant that we will proceed because we are a country where law should rule us and not fanatical beliefs.
About 200,000 Jewish settlers live in almost 150 settlements in the West Bank and Gaza. Some came for ideological reasons. But Yechezkel Lane from an Israeli human rights group says even more moved to the occupied territories for economic reasons.
They began from very cheap mortgages and grants in order to buy homes. Then you have a free transport for your children to the kindergarten. You pay much less income tax in most of the settlements. If you want to invest in an economic project, you will get very generous grants from the government.
Palestinian officials have dismissed the dismantling of the outposts as a cosmetic gesture. They say that at the same time that Israel is moving a few mobile homes off hilltops, construction of permanent houses continues in settlements throughout the West Bank. Palestinian officials have dismissed the dismantling of the outposts as a cosmetic gesture. They say that at the same time that Israel is moving a few mobile homes off hilltops, construction of permanent housing continues in settlements throughout the West Bank. The officials are also focused on the ongoing tensions between the Palestinian Authority and the Islamist Hamas movement, which has refused Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas's call to end violence against Israelis. In a news conference yesterday, Abbas repeated his call to end all attacks on Israelis, but Palestinians remain skeptical that the Israeli leader is serious about peace. At a small restaurant in downtown Ramallah, owner Zach Zane says he doubts whether all the hoopla about a renewed peace process means anything for Palestinians.
You can say like 90%, nobody cares.
Why does no one care?
Because it's 2,000 years conflict, it's not going to be like this. The end of it. For Sharon, he's over 70 years old now. He's been fighting for 50 years for Israel. He's not going to give it up this way.
Most of the patrons here agree. One man, Sami Abu Nahel, says he hasn't seen his wife and children in Gaza for 33 months since the Israeli-Palestinian violence broke out. He doesn't have an Israeli-issued travel permit. I'll believe in peace, he says, when I can go see my family. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.